Waterbury-based Kira Green Mountain says it will cut approximately 200 jobs in Vermont. VPR Steve Zind reports.
Keurig announced Wednesday that it would eliminate 330 jobs at its operations throughout North America. Late Thursday afternoon, it confirmed that the majority of the cuts, about 200, would be made in Vermont. Keurig says most of the jobs are in the production of the company's hot beverage system at its Waterbury headquarters. Keurig says the cuts are partially offset by 60 recently opened jobs in the cold system production facility in Williston. It says it will try to fill some of those jobs with affected workers whose skills fit the new positions. Keurig currently employs approximately 2,200 people in the state. The company made the announcement in conjunction with its third quarter earnings report, in which revenues declined by 5% compared to the same quarter last year. Keurig Vice President of Corporate Communications Suzanne Dulong would not say how much the job cuts will save the company, but they're part of a larger program designed to generate $300 million in savings in the next 3 years. Keurig has qualified a number of times for incentives under the Vermont Employment Growth Incentive Program, also known as VEGIE. Most recently, the company won approval for nearly $1 million in VEGIE cash payments, which are made over a period of years to assure a company fulfills the terms of the program. Fred Kenny is executive director of the Vermont Economic Progress Council, which oversees VEGIE. Kenny says depending on the application, a number of criteria come into play when determining whether a company is meeting its VEGIE commitments. The primary condition is increasing company payroll, but boosting job numbers and capital investments can also be required. Kenny says in Keurig's case, all three criteria are weighed.
The Keurig authorizations involve payroll, headcount, and capital investments.
But the performance standards for a company can change from year to year, and Kenny says whether Keurig meets its 2015 requirements will be reviewed in April.
It could mean that they would not be eligible to earn the incentive that they were trying to earn for 2015, or if they had already earned an incentive in a previous year, it could mean that they're not able to maintain the payroll or employment levels required to keep getting installments from the previously earned incentive.
Keurig hopes cost-cutting measures will help calm investor jitters over sluggish sales of the company's hot beverage systems and a less-than-enthusiastic response from industry experts to the forthcoming rollout of the new cold beverage technology. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.